Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. Always happy to see you. And you've got kind of an interesting topic. I'm thinking this is like buffet for squirrels time coming up, but you're going to tell us about dormant overseeding of lawns.
Yeah, I thought this would be an interesting topic, mostly because this fall, when I would tell you to replant your lawns in September, was just not conducive to grow anything.
It was not conducive to anything.
No, it was really hot, and it was really dry, and I think we actually had a couple of rains, but I think they were so spread out that they might have germinated the seed, and then it would have died because it was so dry. So this fall, not a great time to replant our lawns, but there's been a lot of questions about lawn care because the last two summers have been so dry. The lawns are just getting really thin, and their homeowners are wanting to do something. They want to dress their lawns back up a little bit. If that's what you're looking at doing, we can seed cool season grasses in the dormant season. So I'm saying December through February, our soil temperature is going to be much too cold to germinate a seed. March time period, we'll start to warm that up, hopefully, and then that seed can germinate on its own. So this is a perfect opportunity to go out and broadcast some seed and maybe thicken up that lawn next year. Now, before I get into some of these different methods, remember it is vital and critical to get good seed to soil contact. If we don't have good seed to soil contact, we're not going to get that seed to germinate. We're going to have major issues. The other caveat, not only is this a buffet for birds and squirrels, but I often worry about spreading seed out there. It's kind of like fertilizer. If the ground's frozen, and then we're supposed to get a big rain event, because that seed, that fertilizer could all just wash right on down, and it's not going to be there when we need it. So that is something to think about before doing these or trying to implement one of these methods. The first method, and it's probably my favorite one, is going out when we have like an inch of snow and broadcasting the grass right over the top of that snow. As that snow melts, it's going to take that seed down to the soil and kind of almost push it into the soil just a touch force. That's going to give us that good seed-to-soil contact. Too much snow, we end up with the water maybe running, especially if there's a kind of a slope to that area. That water is going to carry that seed a bit. The other thing, if we have too much snow, you can't see the bare areas out there. So if you've got an inch of snow, you can kind of walk through your lawn and find those bare spots, because the good grass is still going to be sticking up through that. But we can see those bare spots and utilize that snow to get good seed to soil contact. The second way is if we've had some moisture. So like this last week, you might have went outside and looked at some of those bare spots, and you could see the structure that I'll be talking about. But the soil's got some moisture to it. It then freezes overnight. And if you go and look at that, it's got like little pockets in it. Like it's got good structure to it. Do it when it's frozen. Spread that seed out over the top of it. As that soil is going to thaw out, and it dries down, those little pockets collapse, and it will collapse right over the top of that seed, giving us that good seed-to-soil contact. The other benefit of that method is we're going to hide it, basically, from the birds. They're not going to be digging in the dirt a whole lot for that, so that might be a way of hiding that from those birds. The third one is core aerating your yard. So if you've got a place, maybe you've done some construction on a house, or you've got a high traffic area that is just compacted, and we need to core aerate that, which is just taking, you got to go rent a machine, it takes little plugs out every so often, it's going to open that up, you then could broadcast your seed over the top of that. Some of that seed's going to find its way into those little plugs and could germinate then for you the next spring. I would tell you, the first two methods I mentioned, over the snow and when it's wet, these are not methods of replanting your whole lawn. These are bare spots that we're just trying to thicken up. to get us through the next growing season and kind of make the lawn look a little better.
Lawn Bondo.
Yeah, pretty much. This is the Band-Aid. This is not going to be the let's go till it all and see if this works. These are just in small areas. The reason I don't like doing this is probably because that grass seed's going to be germinating next spring when the weeds are starting to germinate. And that gives it that just extra competition. We also can't control those weeds with much of anything either. So crabgrass, for instance, we need to put our crabgrass preventers down in the middle of April, typically. Well, we can't do that if we're going to be doing this dormant overseeding of fescue, because those crabgrass preventers don't know the difference between a crabgrass seed and a tall fescue seed. They're just going to keep seeds from germinating. And so our herbicide options become extremely limited. So I guess no, it didn't get this way in a year, and we might have to kind of fight this battle in steps. It might not be well, we're going to spread our seed, then we're going to spray it this spring, and we're going to, I think we're going to have to take little bits out of this to get it all better. So with that, guys, if you have questions, I'm more than glad to answer your, you know, phone calls or questions. The office number is 785-448-6826.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I know I've got some pretty bald patches in my lawn, such as it is, but partly because of giant tree and black walnuts and things like that. And yep. Just fairly shady and squirrels and things like that. I'm like, let it go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let it go. I'll focus on maybe I can get a tomato this year. Put my energy into that.
Yep.
I can eat that. I can't eat the lawn. But thank you for the information. I know curb appeal is kind of important to a lot of folks, especially if they're going to be selling this spring. So.
That's it. If you're looking at selling, this is something that can definitely increase the value of your home. I'm not going to say it's going to be drastically, but it would definitely pay off, I think. So
it's going to help, at least, yep. And that's all we can ask for.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks a bunch. We look forward to talking to you again.
Yep.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, we have Frontier Extension District, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.